neither spoke much. Matilda was processing the events of the last week and worrying over her future. No doubt Louise was doing the same. She didn't want to, but she knew soon they'd be saying goodbye. And for how long? What would this future husband be like? Would he be horrible like Mr. Hillcock? Would he be uncivilized? What if he didn't bathe? What if she didn't have a way to leave if she needed to? The worries filled her mind, but eventually the soothing rocking motion and chugging of the train lulled Matilda into a drowsy state. It was getting dark out, and she and Louise huddled together, eventually dozing. They woke as the ticketmaster walked down the aisle, calling a town name. "That's you," Louise said. "Midway. I switch and travel on to Richmond." She held Matilda tightly. "This isn't goodbye. It's see you soon. You'll have a new name, as will I, and we will be safe. Then we'll reunite." "But how will I find you?" Matilda asked. Louise shook her head. "I don't know yet, but we will. Keep the receipt for where you sent the telegram. That gives you a starting point." She pressed her lips to her sister's forehead, then gave a push. "Hurry, my dear Maddie." Matilda exited and turned, waving goodbye as the train moved on without her. Determined not to linger on her fears, she spun around and looked right into the eyes of the most handsome man she'd ever seen. He wore the uniform of a police officer. His dirty blonde hair was curling slightly under his hat, which he tipped. "Ma'am," he said, "welcome to Midway."
"Thank you,"
she said softly, feeling very shy. Matilda looked quickly around, then bit her lip.
I wonder if you could help me. I'm afraid I'm a bit lost. I just arrived, and I'm looking for Logan Fitzwick. I'm here to be his mail-order bride."
The man looked at her, stunned. "My what?"